with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy Rick.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. The stuff that we talk about between segments is
can't
just
be a, on air.
Right, it can't be on air, but boy, do we have fun with that. But anyway, you know, that's kind of why we do this, as a matter of fact, is this is a side hustle for both of us. And but we appreciate you tuning in because we have a hell of a lot of fun with this thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll pick up a little tips and techniques here. And we're talking about the budget when you walk into the meat market. And, you know, everybody loves the you know, bone-in ribeye, but you might not, your budget might not support $15.99 to $19.99 a pound. And, you know, you got to feed a family. So let's look at another part of the meat counter, and that's the pork, right?
Yeah, pork loin is always the deal.
Now you're
always.
Talking, you're not the little one that's tennis ball size, but you're talking like the softball
yeah,
size.
Yeah, the
right?
Tenderloin is a pretty good deal, too. And they sell those pre-marinated that aren't half bad. But I'm talking about the loin, the center of a pork chop.
Right.
And it's boneless. It's got the fat cap on it. And how do you like to do a loin?
Well, a couple ways. When I do a whole one, I'll smoke it. And when I say a whole one, it usually comes in like a 3-4 pound chunk, right? It's maybe a foot long. And like I said, it's big, about as big as rounds of softball. And that thing will feed 6 or 8 people. So if I've got that group coming over, right, what I might do is get the tech hot and sear it on the outside a little bit just to set my seasonings. And then I'll transfer it either over to indirect or, more likely, put it in the green egg, which sits right beside my tech, and just bring it up to 165 center temperature slowly. Maybe take me 2 or 3 hours to do that because I don't want a real hot fire. I want it to cook slow and because it's a really lean piece of meat.
Yeah, and we're going to have Chef Martin on the next segment, and he is from ThermoWorks, which makes ThermoPen. He's a blogger and a chef. And a really interesting fellow. I chatted with him last night after the class he was putting on. But see, when I do a loin, I never go above 145.
Okay.
You said 165.
Right.
It's so lean that if you bring it beyond 145, every degree, in my opinion, you're driving moisture out. It's fully cooked at 145.
Okay.
And it won't be pink.
Right.
And
that's it, that little center. It's always about the size of a quarter in the center that's pink. And women specifically that eat at my house are like, ooh, that pork's wrong.
Now,
I'm like, no,
now if
no,
you're using
it's
a
not.
ThermoPen and you put your probe right in the center and it's right. 145, it's not going to be pink.
Okay.
145 is bueno.
Yeah, cool.
That's money.
Well, and we'll talk to him about that in the next segment. But the other way is, more often than not, I'm not feeding 8 or 10 people. You know, that happens when the family comes over on a weekend or whatever. But then I'll cut it in chops,
mm-hmm.
right? And you've got some ideas with regards to marinade and tenderizing and things that you do with your chops. I know that you cook,
yeah,
cook chops
a lot. Yeah, we've talked about it here a bunch.
Yep.
But I'll go over it real quickly. Basically, I cut those loin into 1.5-inch chops.
Right.
And it's called a chop instead of a steak because it's loin meat.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll cut it into 1.5 inches. I'll oil it up, and I will take my jacquard or any kind of meat hammer or whatever you have, and I'll beat the snot out of it. And I'll oil it, and then I'll put salt and pepper on it, throw it on the grill, and grill it up again. 145 is the magic number for loin, for any pork, but loin in particular. And it just, when you're done grilling it, it looks like a chop again. It magically just like pulls itself together.
Right. Heat does that to meat. I mean, when you've hammered it, what you've done is you've spread it out and you've broken down the connective tissue
yep.
and the muscle. And then as you cook it, it shrinks back up to what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, artificially reassembles itself.
Right, yeah. But what that has done is you've driven moisture into this lean piece of meat and it cooks a little quicker.
And if you don't have one, look. Find somebody who sells jacquard. You can probably buy them on eBay. It's a bed of nails, and you just pound your meat with it. And it really does a nice job at cutting up that connective tissue without destroying the meat. But it also drives in the seasonings if you've seasoned it, drives in the oil, Because, again, very lean piece of meat on the inside.
Right.
And the more oil you can get to that, the better, you know. I remember the first time I did it, it was after getting done with the brisket class, and we used to always teach that you jacquard the heck out of a brisket. And I thought, I wonder if that would work on a pork loin, and I tried it, and I was blown away. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I was so blown away, though. I was cutting a pork chop with a fork.
Right.
And that has never happened in my life.
Right.
We all grew up with mom overcooking pork and,
yeah,
you know, getting the hockey puck thing, and
yep,
it would shoot off the plate when you tried to cut it.
Yeah.
This was
exactly,
this was like a beautiful, and again, you're talking $3 a pound maybe.
Yep.
If it's not on sale.
Yeah.
And that's a reasonable price for a piece of protein.
Right. And a pound will feed a couple adults easy, you know? So now you're looking the center of the plates, $1.50, $2.
Yeah.
A person, that's that
is
in
reasonable.
Today's age is reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Right. Yeah. Rather than that.
So another piece of meat that I probably accidentally discovered the beauty of was a pork steak. In my house growing up, we were what I would call poor folks. You know, blue collar workers, had to be very careful with the budget. We didn't have steak till like I was the last one in the house.
Right.
And then right, my dad would buy a cow.
Right.
And we'd have steak like every night.
Yeah.
But when there were six of us at the house, you know, it wasn't that way. So my mom would make pork steak. And the way she did it was she would, I don't even remember, to be honest with you. It seems like it ended up in the oven ultimately in a sauce, and it was very tender and beautiful. But if you try and do a pork steak on the grill, for example, you're going to find that it might be the kind of outcome you want, or it might be a little tough.
This is a cut with a bone in it,
yeah,
generally. Or is it like round steak off the rump, or
it's really kind of the end of the pork chop where it gets into a bunch of other darker colored meat. So
right,
you'll have a little piece of that loin, and then I don't know what Tim Sobey could tell you. But so what I did in one of these classes was I practiced before I did it, but I put one of our seasonings on it, and I smoked these pork steak, and I brought them up to 165. Because, again, it's very fatty,
right,
and darker red meat. And I remember Rob Russell and I sitting around eating one of those and looking at each other. It's like, where have you been my whole life, you beautiful
right,
piece of meat?
Right.
It was so good. I cut it with a fork, and it's cheap. It's cheaper than loin.
Right.
Pork yep, steak is what they hide under the chops at big box stores.
Right, yeah. Wow, look, there's this pan of, or this package of pork chops, right? And then you get home with it, and there's four pork chops on top and a big chunk of pork steak underneath
yeah,
it, right? Yeah. Surprise! You know. And
but if you smoke it, and moderate smoke, decent temperature, and bring it up to 165, I'm telling you, it's a totally different
so the
animal.
Loin is 145, the chops are 165,
yep,
yeah. So in,
no,
in,
the steak.
Yeah, the steak, excuse me, is 165. So here's the number one problem that people have, and this is a little bit of a segue into the next segment, but
temperature.
It's temperature. Every time when somebody this show started over meat temperatures, and what I mean by that is Bob and I, I'm going back for 15 years, we were cooking at our church, and they were doing that men's night, and we went to that thing and a few times, and it's like, man, this food is just not good. And
oh,
it wasn't anybody's...
They grilled the heck out of the steaks.
Right. It wasn't anybody's fault. It was lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So Bob and I had the opportunity...
Well, and having to feed a couple hundred guys.
Right.
Too.
But you and I had the opportunity to step in, and it immediately changed because we weren't overcooking things. And then other people watched, and our old partner Greg Mosheri noticed, and here we are on the grilling guys. Some 14, 15 years later, we're doing this still. But it was all about temperature. Stuff is... The number one problem is things are overcooked. So how do you guard against that? You get yourself a really good digital thermometer. So in a digital thermometer, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of different kinds. They all work, but the one that we've settled on as the best is one that's called ThermoPen, and it comes from a company called ThermoWorks.
Right? And they're made in America.
They're right. They're made in Utah, out in Utah. So coming up next, they have, as you might expect, a chef. that works for them. And his name is Martin Earl. We've had him on the show. It's been a while. But anyway, he's going to be on the show. We're going to dial him up. You're going to want to listen to this because this guy is a wealth of knowledge. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.